This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Janand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 15th of January. Well, Indian markets witnessed a knee-jerk reaction on Wednesday tracking muted global cues, but bulls managed to push Nifty 50 back above 12,300 levels towards the close of the trade. Now, Sensex recouped losses after falling over 300 points, while Nifty 50 bounced back after testing its 5-day exponential moving average, placed at 12,296. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex fell 79 points to 41,872, while the Nifty 50 closed with a loss of 19 points at 12,343. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, consumer durables, infra, consumer discretionary, and metal and stocks, while profit-taking was visible in banks, energy, telecom, and finance stocks. Now, the broader markets did outperform. In fact, the small-cap index rose over 1%, while the mid-cap index closed with gains of 0.6%. Now, in fact, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like SRF, Alkem Laboratories, L&T Infotech, PVR, Asian Paints, NIT Tech, among others. Now, what experts feel is that high NPA numbers reported by some banks tapered risk appetite of investors to some extent. Now, all eyes are on budget, which will dictate the near-term trend for Indian markets. Now, in terms of Nifty gainers, Tata Motors, Hero Motor Corp, and Yes Bank top the charts, while in terms of losers, SBI, Wipro, and IndusInd Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at the stocks and the sectors which were in focus. Sectorally, Consumer Durable Index rose 1.3%, followed by the Realty Index that was up 1.37%, and the Auto Index also closed with gains of 1.05%. Now, profit-taking was seen in banking stocks, which was down 0.7%, followed by the finance stocks, which fell 0.32%, and the telecom index was down by 0.3%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 600% was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, Yes Bank, Apollo Hospitals, and Castrol India. Long buildup was seen in stocks like NTPC, Yes Bank, Castrol India, ACC, as well as Gail India, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IndusInd Bank, Container Corp, and Shriram Transport. Now, let's also look at stocks which made moves based on the news flow. Well, the first stock that we have on the list is Wipro. In fact, the share price fell over 3% after the company registered a 3.8% sequential decline in consolidated profit at 2,455 crores for the quarter ended December. Yes Bank also jumped 3% after the private lender acquired 30% stake in Reliance Power subsidiary. IndusInd Bank plunged more than 5% after the lender reported sharp increase in gross slippage due to one travel account. In fact, brokerages remained bullish, but some slashed their target price. In fact, Kotak Institutional Equities has maintained an ad rating on the stock and has cut the target to 1,600 from 1,650 earlier. Now, Cox & Kings, in fact, shed 5% after the resignation of Chief Financial Officer Milind Ramesh Gandhi. Gandhi resigned with effect from January 14 due to personal reasons. Now, how is the Nifty placed in terms of technical charts? Well, Nifty formed a dragonfly doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. Now, this kind of formation around high end of the rallies has the ability to reverse the prevailing trend. That's what most technical experts suggest. Now, Nifty trades below 12,278 levels for a large part of the intraday on Thursday, then it can set the tone for short-term trend reversal. However, the strength is likely to emerge on a close above 12,374. So, three levels to watch out for in Thursday's trading session would be 12,278, 12,355, and 12,400 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.